A policy voice for all of agriculture. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
So it's all very important that we get together, be it in person or virtually, that we get together and continue the business of Farm Bureau, continue the business of agriculture.
The American Farm Bureau Federation has adopted their policy resolutions for the year after the more than 350 delegates from across the country met virtually in their business session to conclude the group's annual meeting. Clay County's Riss Rich, who raises broiler chickens, beef cattle, sheep, and goats, was one of 35 voting delegates from Tennessee.
Well, this is my first time as a voting delegate. It's been an eye-opening process for me. I think one of the things that maybe I've been surprised about is a little bit of the different viewpoints from state to state. You know, different segments of agriculture, even the same segments, obviously have some differing views, but this provides us that opportunity to come up with a consensus of what we think policy should be going forward.
This was the first time serving as a delegate as well at the national level for McNairy County's beef, fruit, and row crop producer, Rhodes Platt.
It's been a great experience. Having experienced it at the state level, it was good to experience it at the national level when our American Farm Bureau Federation met to approve our resolution. And it was just a good thing for me to be one of the voting delegates representing Tennessee.
Hamlin County's Rob Hamby farms turf grass, row crops, and grapes, and he says the policy process at the state and federal level is part of the reason why he's part of Farm Bureau.
I think it was very beneficial to see how American Farm Bureau takes the information that we put in the resolutions in the handbook and what we believe as a grassroots organization.
Robert Hill was also a voting delegate. He raises cotton and soybeans in Lauderdale County.
Since it is a grassroots organization, it feels like you do have a voice no matter it's at the whole all 50 states or districts or county level.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.